Morning.
Morning.
Ephesians 4. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth to his neighbor, as we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal. Rather, let him labor, doing honest work with his hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit, of whom you have been sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. A lot of heavy stuff there. As we go to the table later today, and that's something, I've been a Christian 20 years. I remember early on, I always thought when I went to the table at the other churches I was at, is, do I have something, a relationship in my life that isn't right? And I always thought first, my relationship with my wife. So I always made a conscious effort. This is kind of screwy, but on Saturdays, I always treated my wife a little better because I knew Sunday we had to go to the table. And that's probably a false premise to do that on, obviously. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I grew up Catholic, so maybe that's still dragging along. I have to cut that string a little bit. Amen. So today, I just like to say, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you go to bed at night, tell your wife you love her. Anything that, not now, Mason. I'm joking. Very good. I caught that. Because I know personally, if my wife and I have a conflict and go to bed at night, a disagreement, I don't sleep very well. I don't know about any of you, but and when I get up in the morning, something is just bringing me down, and it's because we weren't right when we went to bed that night. So, Michael and Amy's not here. Oh, yes, you are. I'm sorry. I thought I was going to have to relay that to your dad. That's one thing that you keep in mind every day when you're married. I'm sure your parents have already given you this advice, but never go to bed angry at each other. You have a disagreement, at least reconcile it as much as you can. And we're taught to live in peace as much as we can with everyone. So all the more your wife, because the two are one. So I don't know how you can break that apart if you have problems that are unresolved. So with that, let's go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, how gracious you are every day to us. How gracious you are to this church that we have such comforting and supporting members all around us. Father, we just praise you for all that you've given us, Father. And we just ask, before we go to bed each night, that you give us comfort. Comfort that we can resolve issues with anyone we have, and we can humble ourselves before you. Whether we think we're right or wrong, sometimes it's best just to be, well, it's always best to be humble. So, Father, we just ask you for this spirit in us to guide us in this direction, Father. And we just ask as we go on with this service that every word that comes out of our mouth, every thought in our head, is from you and to you, Father. We just praise you for this wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.